blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 28:19-28. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19-28. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Showing partiality is never good, yet some will do wrong for a mere piece of bread. Greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they are headed for poverty. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. Anyone who steals from his father and mother and says, "What's wrong with that?" is no better than a murderer. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. My theme for reflection is the true wealth of wisdom. The true wealth of wisdom. In navigating life's financial ebbs and flows, we often find ourselves pondering a profound, yet seemingly practical question. Is it better to be rich or poor? This query is as old as time and as contemporary as today's headlines. Reflecting on Proverbs 28:19-28, we find that wisdom regarding wealth is multifaceted, rooted in the fabric of our daily decisions and moral character, rather than in the mere possession of riches or the absence thereof. The narrative contrasts between individuals like a New York stockbroker living in affluence but morally bankrupt, and a modest, content taxi driver. It offers a vivid tableau of how wealth and virtue do not necessarily coexist. Similarly, figures such as Bill Gates exemplify how riches, when aligned with philanthropic visions, can indeed better humanity. Yet the plight of the impoverished in most of Africa reminds us starkly of the dire consequences of poverty. Proverbs teaches us that wealth can indeed be a fortress, providing security and comfort. It recognizes the pragmatic benefits of riches, owning a home, and securing a stable future. Yet it significantly asserts that these material gains must not be our ultimate pursuit. The wisdom of Proverbs and the narratives it inspires compel us to look beyond the surface value of wealth. The scripture emphasizes the virtue of hard work and its role in fostering prosperity. It is a reminder of the dignity found in earning through diligence, an echo of the timeless adage that a day's work or a day's hard work brings not just material, but intrinsic rewards. Yet Proverbs also cautions us against the potential moral pitfalls of wealth, pride, exploitation, and dishonesty that can often accompany financial success. In essence, Proverbs doesn't advocate for poverty or riches, but calls for a balance. A life where one's basic needs are met without succumbing to the temptations that excessive wealth might bring. It highlights that true riches comes from living a life of integrity, righteousness, and humility. This wisdom teaches us that while financial security is beneficial, spiritual and moral wealth is paramount. My dear friends, as we grapple with global inequalities and personal financial anxieties, the teachings of Proverbs are ever relevant. They urge us not to let wealth define our identity, nor let the lack of it diminish our sense of worth. In a world driven by consumerism and where measures of success are often tied to financial status, Proverbs invites us to redefine what it means to be truly wealthy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does your current view of wealth align with the teachings of Proverbs about riches and righteousness? Number two, in what ways can you cultivate a life that values integrity and generosity over material accumulation? Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom to discern the true value of wealth in our lives. Help us to cherish hard work and integrity over mere accumulation of riches. Teach us to use our resources for your glory and to aid those in need, reflecting your love and generosity. May our hearts always treasure the eternal riches of your kingdom more than the fleeting wealth of this world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.